This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Listen to a radio program on the Northern Plains. We do have a little bit of breaking news. We're going to get to that. We have some information you need to know about Elizabeth Warren. We are going to, first of all, I pledged 2020 to have an author every week. Just to, you know, back away a little from the TikTok of what you're normally doing, reacting to the news and weighing in, but just give us the info we need for things going forward. I mean, so I'm not going to have a, you know, Curious George author on anytime soon, but it's authors that have something to contribute, but might be just a little bit outside the box. And today we're going to literally do a little deep dive on Elizabeth Warren and what you need to know about her presidency and how she would destroy the middle class, the American dream. So we're doing that today on the program as well. And we have a little bit of breaking news. Then we have Senator John Hoeven at the bottom of the hour on the impeachment proceedings, which are starting today. First, a word about our sponsor this hour, our friends at Pfeiffer's. That's right. Pfeiffer's are hard at it. They've got an auction is coming up next week in Clay County, Minnesota, 241 acres. They've got Bottineau County crop and hay acres on Friday the 24th. Same thing in Richland County, Montana. Acreage in Norman County, Minnesota, Oliver County. So I'm getting into February now, but I'm telling you, January, February is packed with all kinds of great online auctions. Online only on a few, and obviously on-site as well, Stark and Billings County in North Dakota, and machinery auctions too. Remember that. The equipment auctions include Jackson Farms Retirement Machinery Auction, Starbuck, Minnesota, on the 12th of March. And then New England, North Dakota, the Bonhoff Brothers Farm Retirement Auction is happening on Thursday, March 26th. Couple you want on your calendar, okay? All right, here is some breaking news. It is from the General Accounting Office today, and I'll just give you the cliff notes. You're going to hear about this all day over and over and over again. Nancy Pelosi already called a press conference about it. And if this isn't the deep state, there isn't a deep state. But literally within an hour of the impeachment proceedings happening, the General Accounting Office comes out and says Donald Trump, the Trump administration, broke the law because they did not forward the funding to the Ukraine, as was authorized by Congress. Now, here's the problem. They did forward the funding to the Ukraine. Folks, you can't make this up. Nancy Pelosi, what's she saying? She's hyperventilating about this. Let's listen to
it. Abuse of power and his obstruction of Congress and his actions, which undermined our national security, violated his oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution, and jeopardized the integrity of our elections. Every day, new incriminating information comes forward.
Here we go.
You're well aware of the hearing last night. I think that only speaks very clearly to the need for the Senate to enter the documentation into their discussion. Today, and this is the day the Government Accounting Office confirmed that the President's actions at the center of our impeachment articles, withholding congressionally approved military aid from Ukraine, was illegal. And these are their words. These are the words of the GAO. Faithful execution of the law does not permit the president to substitute his own policy priorities for those that Congress has enacted into law.
He didn't.
The Office of Management and Budget withheld funds for a policy reason which is not permitted under the Empowerment Control Act.
All right, stop that. So here again, Did he withhold the funds?
Well,
do they have the funds right now?
She said he did.
No, they have the funds. Now, there's a deadline by which you have to send the funds by, and that was met. This is so ridiculous. And by the way, if you don't think this is the swamp and the deep state doing this today, saying now they can go, oh, it'll give Chuckie Schumer stuff to yell about today, gave Pelosi another reason to have a press conference and mumble and jumble and push her teeth around. You can't make it up. But I wanted you to be armed with the facts. When you hear that breathless BS today, you'll know what it's about. They're voting right now in the USMCA. This is why we swapped things up a little bit today, because Senator Hovind had to vote right now, so he'll join us at the bottom of the hour. But we're joined by David Banstead now. David is the founder, managing partner, and chief investment officer of the Banstead Group, which is a wealth management firm managing over $2 billion in client capital. He is a committed conservative, an American patriot, a political enthusiast, and he has written a book called Elizabeth Warren, How Her Presidency Would Destroy the Middle Class and the American Dream. David, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
So let me start, as you write about Elizabeth Warren here, you know how the swamp works. Fascinating news that they're adding on today on an already historic day with the impeachment starting, that they'd somehow find a GAO report out with saying that the administration broke the laws. Does this surprise you in any way, shape, or form?
No, the whole thing is really boring to me, to be very honest with you. I'm sure it's boring to our listeners and to most Americans to find the whole thing exhausting and much to do about nothing. It is really, and I'm sure you were alive and well and engaged in the 90s in the impeachment process of Clinton. It is unbelievable to me how different this process feels in terms of American interest and attention than the Lewinsky affair. You know, people can debate, and there's legitimate debate about what, you know, should have happened and didn't happen and could have happened and all that type of stuff around the Clinton saga. But no one can deny that it was at least interesting. But this stuff, GAO unpacking this thing and the phone call and all of it, it is just boring. It is not impeachable. And it's really, frankly, barely newsworthy. And so it's distressing to those of us that want to see government exist to get things done.
Well, one of the reasons I think it's boring is it's so predictable and it's been going on for so long. It just sort of wears you out. All of this is designed to take down a president elected by the American public who had enough with the swamp. Elizabeth Warren portrays herself as someone that is, you know, the populace, that they're for the people, that's, you know, well, I'm going to go take on the big guys for you. You talk about in your book how she destroyed the middle class. This is the people she's supposed to help. How would she destroy the middle class?
I mean, I believe that there's two kind of tracks I take in the book and that I've been discussing in the various interviews about the book, where the middle class, I think, stands to be damaged out of an Elizabeth Warren, not just presidency, but even her sort of policy portfolio and her overall worldview taking hold in our society. And the obvious ones are the economic damage, the destruction of opportunity that comes when you attack wealth-producing activities, the more direct things she wants to do, like destroy middle-class, blue-collar jobs by executive overreach, such as banning fracking and other environmental insanities like that. But the more important angle to me, even more important than the economic growth and the massive deficits and all of the government on steroids type things that we all talk about, is existential and philosophical and cultural and moral. And that is this idea that she wants to preach to middle class people, who many of which have no reason not to believe her, that they are victims, that their fate is set, that the possibilities of aspiring for a greater life have been taken away from them irrevocably by some big bad bank or insurance company or ne'er-do-well hedge fund. It's empirically ridiculous, but it's also contrary to every single thing our country was founded on. the idea that people are stuck in place and that having to overcome obstacles or that someone else's success dooms them to failure, these are some of the most basic things that run contrary to the American DNA. And that's why I believe Elizabeth Warren and her ilk represent such a threat to our way of life.
16 past the hour, chatting with the author of Elizabeth Warren, How Our Presidency Would Destroy the Middle Class and the American Dream. Real quick, David, if you, why do people need to know this? Why this book? Why now?
Well, of course, when I wrote the book just a few months ago, she was climbing rapidly in the polls, and I have a political theory that when someone gets knocked down hard and you think they're out, like happened after her embarrassing Native American Twitter fiasco earlier in the year, and then they come back, that usually means they are a stronger candidate. They were able to overcome a big potential, you know, hurdle. And when she came back like that, I thought, this is going to be their nominee. And I don't know that she won't be. She right now is hurting. She's struggling for good reasons.
All right, hang on. Hold that thought. More on this after the break. Don't go.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here at Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a job on spring.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming January 2020 land auctions include 1,800 acres of highly productive crop and pasture land in Ward County near Berthold and Plaza, 960 acres of excellent crop and pasture land in Divide County, North Dakota near Granora, and 350 acres of remarkable cropland in Clay County, Minnesota, and a farmstead near Hitterdahl, Minnesota. View all of these and many more great auctions, including Pfeiffer's farm equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Pelosi still talking? What is she saying? Is she taking questions now? Like, she's having press conference every 15 minutes now. I don't need to hear from her anymore. What is this? What is she saying?
Puppet of them. Well, maybe, I don't know who's the puppet, Trump or the Attorney General. But this is not, he says, this is my Attorney General. This is my Department of Justice. Really? So in any case,
well, he appointed
it's
the Attorney
not a question
General.
Of saying what proof. It says what allegations have been made. And that has to be subjected to scrutiny as to how we go forward. But it should not be ignored in the context of other events that have happened that would substantiate some of that.
Do you think it would be appropriate to delay the State of the Union until after the impeachment trial has concluded?
Well, it's up to the president. I mean, the president has some options. He can come that day, and we are prepared to welcome him that day. He could send a printed copy, which was for a long time the tradition.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we wouldn't want him on TV getting any more votes. Turn her off. I can't take it anymore. You know, is that not ridiculous or what? What's on your mind? We're back at it, ladies and gentlemen, and the Speaker of the House is not stopping. She's not going anywhere. Brought to you in part by our friends at Precision Ag today, by the way, and when I say Precision Ag, I'm talking about the summit that'll be held at the North Dakota Farmers Union Conference Center in Jamestown coming up January 20th and 21st, next week, where folks are going to learn about precision agriculture technologies, the best return on investment, success stories from farmers, service providers with more than 20 years of precision agriculture experience, tips for using and protecting digital farm data will be covered, regional universities and colleges discussing programs for training the next generation of precision farmers and service providers, and also we'll learn more about Grand Farm and Smart Farms providing clues to the trajectory of agriculture. Praxis Strategy Group, North Dakota Farmers Union, sponsoring this. It's open to the public. Attendance is encouraged for ag producers, researchers, agronomists, equipment manufacturers, business leaders, economic developers, students. You want to be there to be part of it. PrecisionAgricultureSummit.com is the website. Registration just $75. Student registration is free. Hope to see you there. Our live broadcast will be brought to you by Bank of North Dakota, Ag Farm, and North Dakota Farmers Union. So look forward to being there, live and on the scene. All right, we continue with David Bonson, who is the author of Elizabeth Warren, How Her Presidency Would Destroy the Middle Class and the American Dream. So where would you put her odds right now, David, of winning the nomination?
It's around 20%. I think that Bernie Warren, if they were one person, I think it would be, you know, 80%. But they're going to split each other up. And I think a lot of powers to be are working very effectively behind the scenes to see to it that Joe Biden gets this nomination. So she's done some damage to herself. Her attempting to waffle around her paid for with Medicare for All, it proved to be a really bad idea. Apparently, raising taxes by trillions of dollars on the middle class is something you're supposed to admit you're going to do and not lie about it. And that's why Bernie didn't suffer from it, and Warren did.
You know, there wasn't an alliance of sort. They both sort of represented the same constituency. Now there's a little bit of a, you know, a dust-up. You think that diminishes her chances at all?
I do. I think she's hurt herself this week. I, first of all, happen to believe she's completely lying that Bernie Sanders ever said a woman can't win. I just don't. It doesn't make any sense. There's no real. It isn't logical that he would have said it, let alone to her, and that she now happens to be leaking it in the middle of all this. And I think the backlash from it has hurt her. I think there were sort of undecided socialists that resent her going after him that way. And so I think that Bernie has a leg up on her. But, you know, I've learned how fluid these things are. Things can turn very quickly. And so I wouldn't write any of them out altogether. But my guess is that Warren is going to need a second place showing in Iowa and a second or third place showing in New Hampshire. She can stay in the race if she doesn't, just if she has money, but she can't win the race.
If it's not Elizabeth Warren, is she, by the way, the most feared candidate? You look at our current, you know, economy in this example. Look at our current way of life. We couldn't, you know, obviously things nudge a little this way or a little that way, depending on who the president is. You've laid out a picture here that they would drastically change here, literally destroying the middle class, the American dream. Does she have a close second, or is she the worst, or if not her, who do you fear next?
Well, I think many would say Bernie Sanders would be as bad, if not even worse, than her. But I really believe Elizabeth Warren is much more electable in a general election than Bernie Sanders for the identity politics issues. She doesn't come off quite as angry as he does. I think he has a more passionate base, but he has a much lower ceiling on his base. And so, you know, my political handicapping skills are as fallible as anyone's, but I know that people in the Obama and Clinton and administrations and Democratic establishment are petrified of the idea of Bernie Sanders getting the nomination. I know people very well in the Trump administration that are thrilled at the idea of running against Bernie Sanders. So he may be more scary on paper, but I think he's less likely to ever be occupying the Oval Office.
She hates Wall Street. I don't know the way to mince words on that, but she hates Wall Street. She's made this all about Wall Street business, all of it. If she were the nominee, what would Wall Street do?
Well, again, I've had to talk to clients about this over and over the last several months. I think it's a really important subject. I truly believe that Wall Street is more interested in the Senate races than they are who ends up winning the White House, for good reason. We know that a lot of candidates' bark is worse than their bite. And it's interesting that we logically focus on the most symbolically crazy ideas of Medicare for All, Green New Deal. The higher the multi-trillion dollar price tag, the more we talk about it. And yet those are the things that have the least risk to any of us because they're the least likely to ever get passed. They require legislation. So I'm focusing all my effort and attention on what can be done at the executive branch level. It's something I've been critical of conservatives for because we've celebrated so much executive orders in both the Bush and the Trump administration. We were very critical of them in the Obama administration. The problem with executive orders, even when someone is doing what you like, is that it's not really how our government, separation of powers, was designed to function. And so then when the other side wins, they come in and undo it all with the stroke of a pen. And so Trump was able to do that to Obama, undo the Paris Accord, undo the Iran deal. But ultimately, legislation is what really moves the needle in society. And that's why I think Republicans have to work tirelessly to protect their contested races, because a Republican majority Senate with a Democratic president is a very different situation.
And, of course, Donald Trump is a Trump card in that regard because of his ability to bring a crowd in and, you know, and endorse a candidate. And so that's going to be fascinating to watch as well. I'd really encourage folks, if you want to know some facts about it, I learned a lot here. For one, she claims not to like, you know, anything corporate, hates corporations, but she actually supports plenty of them with all kinds of subsidies if they're her flavor. And, you know, private companies for clean energy research and all kinds of that stuff. And also on the wealth tax and the impact of that. There's a lot of good research and a lot of good data. Thank you, David Benson. We appreciate your time very much.
Take care.
Elizabeth Warren is the book, How Our Presidency Would Destroy Us.
May 2020, the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour, May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th. It's great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000. 701-237-9000. Or toll free at 800-343-0093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as a top government watchdog says in a just-released report that the Trump administration did break the law by withholding congressionally approved military aid to Ukraine last summer for a policy reason. The Government Accountability Office report coming a day after the House of Representatives sent articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate for conduct related to his withholding that aid to Ukraine. Trump had refused to release the funds at the same time he was pressuring
pressuring the country's new president to announce investigations by that country of former Vice President Joe Biden. The U.S. Senate is headed today towards passage of the big North American trade deal to replace NAFTA. Senate Majority Chief Mitch McConnell saying it will create jobs and boost economic growth. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
To a crawfish bowl. Don't wash drinks while you're changing the oil. When you find yourself dating the bridesmaid, you accidentally bring it to the wedding. If you pour yourself a murder load of go, you did.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at AJ Thompson and Sons. Remember, they're there for you if you're looking at your bottom line headed into 2020 and say, how can I do what I do? And shave a little here, shave a little there. And one way is by allowing H.A. Thompson and Sons to manage buildings. That happens for over 1,000 buildings throughout the region. The mechanical heating, the cooling systems, sometimes the actual assembly line process, their equipment maintained by H.A. Thompson and Sons, because they do it and do it very well. Then when something breaks down, they're fixing it. You don't have a surprise expense. Works great. H.A. Thompson and Sons. Check them out online at hatandsons.com. Tell them Scott sent you. 27 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind. Senator John Hovind will join us in a few moments. They have just passed, I believe the vote is final now, in the United States Senate, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. That's the new NAFTA. And it passed 78-21 was the last number I saw. So that's pretty significant when you think about that. Not every day that a trade agreement that some people like, some people don't, gets that kind of a tally behind it. Another major victory for the President of the United States, something we've been talking about a long time, something that had been negotiated over a year ago, agreed to by Canada and Mexico over a year ago, and here we are waiting, waiting, waiting. Yeah. Senator Hovind will join us to talk about that, the impeachment proceedings, the China trade deal that was signed yesterday, and more coming up on What's On Your Mind. One thing I did want to say about this Bismarck Tribune opinion today on the outside audit of North Dakota's auditor's office found some errors, and the piece today talks a little bit about the fact that Ide Bailey had done an audit and found errors in the offices in their work in progress, work in process balance. The thing that caught me more than anything was the idea that I'm not forgetting what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to figure out how to say what I'm trying to say. And that is that on one hand, people are afforded the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So in this case, there's errors in the auditor's office, but it's a good process, you figure that out. But the auditor's office is sending criminal referrals to people for things that were not criminal, that you literally had to invent, and then lies, and I'm not using that word loosely, lies about the reason that he did it.
Is the deep state real, Uncle Scott?
He has lied about it, and the attorney general has acknowledged that fact because, of course, the auditor was saying the attorney general made me do it. The attorney general said, hey, it's not how it happened. It's not true. Came with the, from within the auditor's office. So, very interesting. And meanwhile, people remain on pins and needles and having to hire attorneys and everything else because we're criminalizing audits. The story is not going anywhere, folks. We're not forgetting. You can go into a little quiet mode while the, you know, the dust settles, but that doesn't change anything at all. So that's why I bring it up. Senator John Hoeven joins us. Yes? No? Oh, he's not on yet. Okay, I'll take some calls here. This is a question for the senator, so we'll save that one. Mary in Bismarck had a comment. Go ahead, Mary. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, I just have a quick comment. Bernie Sanders really missed a golden opportunity when Warren accused him of saying that he called her a liar. He really should have replied, if the moccasin fits.
Oh, my, Mary, you should be a speechwriter.
I'd love to give that one to Trump.
Yeah, you gotta.
She's lied about so many things that, yeah, I don't quite believe that Bernie said that. I'm not a fan of Bernie, but
moccasin fits. I'm sorry.
Fits, woman.
I'm back on the moccasin fits, guys. I can't. Yeah.
You called me a liar on national TV.
The moccasin fits.
The moccasin
fits.
Beautiful.
Da-dum-dum.
No, you're right. And here's the deal. Does anybody think Nancy Pelosi is getting up every day and dealing with 100% honesty in how she deals with the President of the United States?
I don't think she's dealing with complete sanity.
Well,
there's something wrong with that woman.
There's that, yeah. Mary, thanks for the call. Rod in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Rod.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good, sir. How are you?
Fine. I'm actually in your fine city of Bismarck today for the day. You know, one thing that this morning, I'm in one of your fine restaurants eating breakfast, and I was reading this article online about Nancy Pelosi just raving about all these pens they used for signing the impeachment over to the Senate, and they got all these pens on the silver platter. That is just unbelievable. What, you know, and they're saying about Nancy Pelosi, every morning she gets up, she looks herself in the mirror, she goes, God, you're ugly. So anyway, my whole take on this whole deal with the president is like, hey, he's my boss, first off, but I really should say that. If President Trump invented a pill or a treatment to kill all cancers in the world and gave it to everybody for free, the Democrats would still complain about it for some reason or another, wouldn't they?
Of course, there's no, and by the way, I don't know if you followed this today, but you're going to hear all day about a General Accounting Office report on how the president broke the law by delaying aid to the Ukraine, which went by the deadline. So I haven't heard an explanation of how, if it goes by the deadline, it's still a delay, you know. And I would hope, I don't know about you, but I would hope if we give another country hundreds of millions of dollars, that we have some expectation that we're going to be getting a fair deal back or whatever. We're giving them money, even if it's already approved by Congress. They approve it, and now it's my job to say I'm going to hand you the check. I'm not going to hand you the check until I have an understanding of how you're going to operate. And Ukraine is full of all kinds of corruption. You know, and they act like kind of a crime. It makes no sense.
Last summer, my wife and me took a cruise. We spent 2 days in St. Petersburg, Russia. And they're telling us in Russia there's five controlling families that control Russia, period. And Putin is at the top of the food chain. And they say he's worth $400 billion. Is that possible?
That who is Putin?
Yeah. That's a lot of money.
I don't know if there'd be any way to know, you know, I mean, how...
Yeah, it was really interesting talking to people, some of the locals, and they're saying, yeah, they have no idea, but that's what they estimate he's worth. But anyway, well, I just want to get my thoughts out there about, I just can't believe this deal, gloating about these pens, you know, okay, how long before they're on eBay, right?
By the way, when you say gloating about the pens, you're talking about when she was actually handing them out, kind of that little routine? Is that what you mean, or did
exactly.
she do something? Okay, yeah.
I mean, no. it's just like... It's
no,
like,
and I, And I have to tell you, even before she gloated, I said to myself, this makes me sick. I mean, they're taking a silver platter of pens and setting it down next to her and having this little deal where she writes, you know, N and then hands somebody the pen and then A and then hands somebody the pen and then N and then hands somebody the pen. And I mean, like,
it's ridiculous.
Absolutely. But it has given us a good idea, which came from a listener earlier. And the idea was that we come up with some pens that have impeach Nancy Pelosi on one side and what's on your mind on the other. So we're on it. We think that's our new mission in life, because this woman I hesitate to use any words today because they probably would violate some sense of decency, but it really is sad to watch. On the other hand, maybe we should think of it this way, folks. Maybe we should think of it as a badge of honor, a bit of a victory, that Donald Trump and his support from the masses, Milwaukee, Wisconsin this week, Ohio last week, giant crowds, no sitting president gets that kind of a crowd. I mean, once in a while, convention here or something there, but not routinely over and over and over again. Maybe we should take a step back and rather be so frustrated at the angry left, at the Trump derangement syndrome that has infected so much of politics, and just say, hey, Donald Trump's defied all the odds to this point. He's speaking for us. Let's just be glad we got him and have confidence in his victory. Stay vigilant. I'm not saying we go soft on anything here. I think we got to still fight day in and day out, but they're on defense. We're on offense. Let's stay there. You know what I mean? All right, I think what's happening with Senator Hoeven's delay here is I'm watching the Senate floor. Oh, we do. Okay, all right. Very good. Senator John Hoeven, fresh off the Senate floor, and it looks like a nice, solid win for the USMCA, so let's start there. What does that mean?
Hey, Scott, greetings to you. Greetings to your listeners. I just got off the floor and voted for passage of USMCA, the trade agreement with Canada and Mexico. As we speak, the vote's continuing, but we've got the votes to pass it, so we'll get that done. We actually, because the House held it up, we put it through seven committees in a week because we're required to under the rules. So in a week, we put it through seven committees, got it to the floor today, and are, like I say, passing it right now as we speak. And so it'll go to the president for his signature, and he'll sign it. As a matter of fact, he talked about that yesterday when we were up at the White House. He's looking forward to signing, obviously, the Phase one trade deal with China yesterday, and USMCA probably next week. So we had to hustle, but we got it.
In less than a minute that we have left before we have to go to a break here, tell me the biggest wins for North Dakota you expect to come out of USMCA.
Well, our two big industries, ag and energy, both benefit under this agreement. For example, Canada downgrades our wheat right now to the low level. Of course, that means a lower price for us. Under the new agreement, they can't do it. So it's those kind of things that will help us export more to Mexico and Canada, two big trading partners, and not just ag, but energy too.
And explain that wheat grading thing quickly, because that's been in our crop for some time, right?
Sure, absolutely. They downgrade our wheat to feed quality rather than a higher grade, which means that we take a significant, a significantly lower price than if they grade it fairly, as they're now required to do under USMCA. We don't do that to Canada, but they've been doing that. That's just one example of the kind of things that we should be able to counteract under this agreement. And as a result, not only get more trade, but fairer trade and fair prices.
Senator Hoeven will join us on the other side of the break. I know some calls waiting. We'll get to you. We also obviously have impeachment today, sadly. This charade continues. And also a big one yesterday. That's why the Senator was at the White House. The China trade deal signed.
More. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active
contact community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Scott Hennon here with Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot. I'm going to take the 2020 Wellness Challenge with Vince. I want you to do the same thing. And what am I doing? Looking at hot tubs and saunas at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. How does that connect to wellness?
Well, you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally. Everything in the human body works better in hot water or in the heat of a sauna. You just can't go through life without it. You will be better.
Every day made better. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, tell them Scott sent you.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. Todd, you know what? I need to get in on the deal with Todd. I just want a heated steering wheel. That's all I'd like, just a heated steering wheel. But right now, they're, of course, getting ready for the annual used indoor car sale. This is their huge deal. Every year they do this. Set your clock, set your watch this Saturday. All right? They're putting over, this is all inside. They clear everything out of the service bay. They bring in over 125 used vehicles. This Saturday only, dozens under 10 grand. Go to SchwannBuickGMC.com to find out more.
Senator John Hovind with us today on the program. A historic day in the sense that for only the third time in history, there will be an impeachment trial in the Senate. Is it hard to take this seriously? I understand you would take it seriously as you do all of your duties there, but this is really a political charade. Even I see the timing of what you voted on today. The USMCA was held up because of this and all the different gamesmanship. Is it hard to take it seriously?
Do our constitutional duty, but as you and I have talked about before, you know, this is not what the House Democrats should have been doing, is, you know, impeachment. Instead, they should be working on the kind of things that we've continued to work on. And that's why we've had to hustle so hard on this USMCA. Like I said, we put it through seven committees in a week, including our approach committee yesterday, which is the last one it goes through. And that has to be, because then we have to pass it within 15 days. So we had to get this done, because once those articles come over, we have to deal with them. We can't do other business. And so we had timelines that we really had to work here on USMCA. And that's just one item. And so these are the kind of things. And, you know, we started talking about the phase one trade deal with China yesterday. That's a big deal. That's the kind of work that we need to be focused on. And instead, because of the House Democrats, you know, and what they've done with this impeachment thing, now we're required to turn to this constitutionally, and we'll go through and do it as we're supposed to do it, as we're required to do.
Two of your colleagues.
We're here to get the people's work done, and that's what we should be working on.
Two of your colleagues have ideas related to this impeachment proceeding. One is Ted Cruz, to say, look, the big, obviously the political push is for witnesses. And so if we agree on witnesses and prolong this, there should be witness for witness. You get one, we get one, you get one, we get one, saying, you know, Hunter Biden, as an example, ought to be a call. Do you agree with that?
Well, yeah. What they're trying to do is make sure that it's a fair process, and that's very important, right? This needs to be a fair process where the president has the opportunity to present his case, which didn't happen in the House. And so we basically laid it out. We've got all 53 Republicans on board at this point, where we'll go through, the House presents their case, and then the president gets to present, the administration presents their case. And then we'll make the determination about additional witnesses. Remember, there's been a lot of witnesses. People talk about witnesses. There's been all kinds of witnesses. There's been a lot of witnesses.
Yeah, I guess.
You're really talking about more witnesses.
And Marsha Blackburn says right now that she doesn't believe that the presidential candidates ought to be allowed. You know, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Colorado's, you know, senator, and the senators that are right now on the dais that are out there saying basically, they've made up their mind about Trump, obviously. They shouldn't be allowed to be part of the impeachment. Do you agree with that?
I understand her point, Scott, but I believe constitutionally they're required to. I mean, it's a constitutional requirement that I believe that they're there and, you know, sit and listen to all the testimony. So, I mean, I'd have to look at that some more, but I think that's what senators are required to do.
China trade deal. Biggest win for North Dakota, and what was signed yesterday would be what?
There's a number of big wins, but $40 to $50 billion in ag purchases by China, meaning this year and next year. So it starts right away. $40 to $50 billion. That's something I really fought and worked hard for, because, you know, for example, China's started to buy soybeans from places like Brazil and Argentina. We need to get that market back. And this is how we do it, is by requiring China to make those purchases. So for me, this was absolute must. It is a big win, as well as knocking down the tariffs and the other non-tariff barriers. But also energy. Our two big industries are ag and energy. The other thing is energy is a real winner here as well. Now export oil, natural gas, biofuels, all of those will benefit as well with sales to China. So in ag and energy, and we're powerhouses in both, will both benefit greatly to the tune of $40 to $50 billion a year, you know, under this deal. So very important deal. But it's good for manufacturing, for other sectors too. And of course, we're doing a lot more with technology, good for the technology area. But for our two biggest industries, it's certainly a win.
Yesterday, pens were in the news, but you got the best pen prize, and that was from the President of the United States signing that China trade deal. That was kind of cool, wasn't it?
Yeah, he handed me his pen that he signed with. I actually, Deb Fisher was standing next to me. She really wanted it, so I said, that's fine, let her have it. He handed me another one right away, and then he gave me a whole bunch of them to hand out to the crew. So it was nice that he had us up there, and obviously I particularly appreciated it, because it's something that I worked on really hard for, particularly for farmers and ranchers.
He must have been watching the game, too, down in Frisco, because he brought that up to you. Saying,
clearly,
you
did,
you did it again.
When he was going around, he just started talking to me about the game. And obviously, I hadn't brought it up to him yet. And he already was saying, hey, the team did a great job. And, boy, they did. I mean, we got to have a Go Bison shout-out here. Kevin Kramer and I were down on the floor yesterday, did a resolution for him. But to Trey Lance, to Coach Ants, to just the whole program, President Bresciani, and you know, athletic director, the whole program. But to those student athletes and to Bison Nation.
Amazing year.
Eight out of the last nine national
championships. Fantastic. Thanks, Senator. We'll let you go. Of course, the impeachment proceedings are next. Senator, holding on to that. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customers satisfaction is our number one priority.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel, offering seven prime locations in western North Dakota: the Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City, home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next day, please visit newleafhospitality.com. newleafhospitality.com. You're going to love it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.